Well, it is a theme week.
Oh, yes.
So this Wednesday is International Women's Day.
Oh, the March the 8th.
March the 8th, yes.
Okay.
And so I thought that this week we would do a theme week on things you didn't know were invented by women.
Perfect.
Yeah, there's
perfect.
A lot of things that you probably have no idea.
I bet.
A woman invented.
Well, so, I'm here all week, so astound away,
yes.
Please.
So today we're talking about liquid paper.
Oh, whiteout?
Whiteout.
Whiteout, yes. Okay. All right.
So that was invented by a woman named Betty Graham.
Okay.
She was born in 1924 in Dallas, Texas, and dropped out of high school at the age of 17 to go to secretarial school.
Mm.
By 1951, she had worked her way up to the position of executive secretary for the chairman of the board of the Texas Bank and Trust.
Whoa.
It was at this time that Graham and her colleagues at the bank began experiencing trouble with the new IBM electric typewriters.
Okay.
Tired of having to retype entire pages because of one small error, Graham determined to find a more efficient alternative.
Good idea.
Little did she know her frustration would lead to her becoming one of the most famous female inventors of the 20th century.
Imagine that, though. Imagine you type an entire page and there's one error on that.
Yeah, and you got to redo the whole thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, how frustrating.
I think I'd just walk off the job.
Yep. So the impetus for Graham's breakthrough came as she observed painters decorating the bank windows for the holidays. Rather than remove their mistakes entirely, the painter simply covered any imperfections with an additional layer.
Brilliant.
So the quick-thinking Graham mimicked their technique by using a white water-based tempera paint to cover her typing errors, which she mixed with a common kitchen blender.
That's a great idea.
Mixed it right up right there in her kitchen.
Wow.
When the other secretaries realized how well the invention worked, they flooded her with requests for their own supplies. She sold her first batch of what she called Mistake Out.
Cute.
In 1956. And by 1958, she founded the Mistake Out Company and continued working from her kitchen and eventually garage nights and weekends to produce small batches of correction bottles.
I love it.
Yes. So she continued experimenting with the makeup of the substance until she achieved the perfect combination of paint and several other chemicals.
Right.
The refined product was renamed liquid paper in 1958, and amid soaring demand, Graham applied for a patent and a trademark that same year.
Now, was she still working at the bank typing away, or did she?
Well, she was fired from her typist job after she accidentally put her own company's name on a sheet of her employer's company letterhead. But it was for the better because
yeah.
She's decided to devote all of her time to Mistake Out,
right.
Throwing herself full force into the company,
good
pushing
for
its business from manufacturing 500 bottles a week in 10th week to 10,000 bottles a day
wow.
in 1968.
Wow.
Yes.
Jeez.
Now her son, Michael, who would later achieve fame as a member of The Monkees.
Mike Nesmith.
Nesmith, yes.
Right, yeah.
He and his friends would help her fill the growing number of orders for Mistake Out from their home.
Before he became a monkey.
Right.
Yeah.
So her liquid paper company experienced tremendous growth over the next decade. By 1967, the company had its own corporate headquarters, an automated production plant, and sales were in excess of 1 million units per year.
Wow.
Now, from the start, Graham ran her company with a unique combination of spirituality, egalitarianism, and pragmatism.
Okay.
Her corporate statement of policy was part code of ethics and part business philosophy, including a focus on decentralized decision making and an emphasis on product quality over the pursuit of profit.
Okay.
She also believed that women could bring a more nurturing and humanistic quality to the male world of business, and provided an area with a fish pond, an employee library, and a child care center in her new company headquarters in 1975.
The fish pond sounds nice.
It does sound nice,
yeah.
Right? Graham offered her correction fluid to IBM, which declined the offer. Eventually, she sold the company to Gillette Corporation for over $47.5 million in 1979.
Holy, so that's some big
sadly,
money.
Sadly, though, she died shortly after in May of 1980 due to complications of a stroke.
Oh.
And she left her fortune to her son, who took over her foundations that empowered women in the arts and women in business.
Wow.
Yeah. So Graham's impact with her revolutionary invention liquid paper shows its relevance through its longevity of use even today. From its fruition in 1956, Graham's invention is still now in virtually every office desk and supply cabinet around the world.
Do you have some?
I do. Although I have the tape kind, not the like liquid. Right. Okay. You know, the actual tape.
Yeah, I think there's some liquid stuff in the supply cabinet over there. Yeah. You picked out a record to go along with Liquid Paper, did you?
Yeah, so I thought we would play Couldn't Get It Right by Climax Blues Band.
But then she did get
it
right.
Then you did, yeah.
Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 1027, the biggest hits in the history of the world, the Climax Blues Band, and the song Couldn't Get It Right. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about Liquid Paper.
Yes.
As part of our theme week on things you didn't know were invented by women.
There you go. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, Liquid Paper was invented by Mike Nesmith from the Monkey's mother.
She originally called her product Mistake Out and made it in her kitchen.
And she eventually sold her company for $47.5 million.
And sadly, she passed away shortly thereafter.
I know, but she did make a couple of different foundations.
Yeah.
So.
But it sounds like she really enjoyed doing what she did, founding this company, building this company, and then being able to, you know, establish those foundations and help other women as well. So, so good for her. A life well lived for sure, and an impact. Imagine them. What a huge invention.
I know. And what a something. It seems so simple.
It does, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's a need, you know, that so many people, you know, have those same frustrations.
She had the need. She saw the painters, put two and two together, and there you go. Yeah. You never know when inspiration like that is gonna strike. All right, folks want to learn more about Liquid Paper. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog.
That's right.
If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all right there. I check it out. It's there all the time. Wonderful. Back tomorrow, fresh episode as you continue your theme week, things you didn't know were invented by women.
Yes.
The Wiki Corner, incidentally, invented by women.
Wouldn't you know?
If you do one on the Wiki Corner this week.
Do a Wiki Corner on the Wiki Corner?
It would blow my mind.
That is, I don't think there's a Wikipedia article about the Wiki Corner, though. So.
No?
Week's
not over yet. All right. Thank you, Sarah. Back tomorrow, please.
Okay.
Melanie Sands in with traffic next and the forecast with meteorologist Josh Nichols. If it's time to update your kitchen from that 80s or 90s style, call our friends at Empire Kitchen and Bath.